God bless everybody. It's a wonderful privilege to be able to share God's word from Norman, Oklahoma to San Diego, California, and around the rest of the country. I know there's people on the East Coast, West Coast, from Mexico calling in, and I am so blessed just to be able to take some of the scriptures and spend some time together with you in them. Today, my teaching and my sharing is on setting our minds on Christ. I know there are times in our lives, all of us, where we just don't feel like we are in control of what's happening. Sometimes our emotions, feelings, they dictate to us how we are to behave, act, and feel. That's not a really good place to be. Our emotions should not control us. We should control them. What we're going to look at today from God's Word, if acted upon, and I did say if acted upon, because God doesn't force us to do anything. God makes available His unconditional love, His mercy, His grace. And if we choose to believe Him and act upon the things that He gives us, the wisdom not only from His Word, but when He speaks to our hearts, then our minds and our hearts will be strengthened so that we can be victorious in any type of situations, even those situations that sometimes we feel overwhelming. We know that our actions start with thoughts, and that the thoughts that we are holding in our minds, and we know from God's Word that the spiritual battle is waged in our minds. We also know from the Scriptures that our thoughts are very powerful, and that our thoughts lead to the words that we speak. I want you to go to Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, and the Bible I'm using today is the New King James Bible. So that's what the translation is that I'm teaching from. So Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. You know, the words that we speak, words. God says in Proverbs here that the power of life and death is in those words. So we want to be very careful when we speak. We want to be very understanding and loving and know in our hearts what God is putting for us to speak for. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2, if you turn there. It also says in the end of Proverbs as you're turning, we will eat its fruit, and that simply means we will reap the results of what we speak. And a lot of times, it's what we speak to ourselves. I know sometimes I don't feel like I am doing what's right. I don't feel like I'm a strong Christian. But you know what? Christ lives within me. The Spirit of God is in each one of us that are born again of God's Spirit. And His words and His wisdom dwell in my heart and in my mind. And when I think that I'm less than what He sees me, I'm not believing the truth of God's word. So it's up to me to then control my thinking to line it up with God's word. And in Colossians chapter 3, verse 2, everybody there? It says, set your mind on things above and not on things on the earth. This morning I want to focus on what it means to have a mindset or a set mind. A mindset is formed as we deliberately control our thoughts, which then ultimately governs our actions and belief. It will influence how you feel, believe, and behave in any given situation, and it's either in a positive or negative way. That's what mindset means. So we want to focus our minds, our thoughts, upon the things of God. What does God say about who you are in Christ? What does God say about forgiveness? What does God say about peace? There are so many wonderful, positive things we can draw from God's Word, but we have to make up our minds to set our heart, our mind, our thoughts on the things of God, and then where we're missing the mark, change it. It's simple. Sometimes not easy, but it is simple. Because God has many, many scriptures that will encourage us, build us up, teach us how to do the things that are pleasing in His sight and His Word. And so that's where we go. Look at Matthew chapter 6. God always sees the best in us. Now, does that mean we need to go around being not good because, oh, well, it doesn't matter, God always sees the best in me? No, because God loves us and he encourages us to be the kind of people that we can be because of who Christ is within us. Loving, compassionate, tender, forgiving. That's what he expects from us. And when we put our hearts and commit our heart to him, we want to be pleasing in his sight. Look at Matthew 36:33, and here's what God wants us to put in our mind. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. A mindset is something that you seek after. Seeking after something is something you pursue. You just don't look around and, oh, well, I can't see it, and walk away. If you really want something and you haven't been able to find it, or you're not quite capable of doing it in a certain way that makes you understand and feel and believe that you are successful, then you, me, as an individual, I have to go and look at things and figure out how to be the person I want to be according to the scriptures, according to God's word. And like I said, sometimes it's not easy, but it is always the thing we need to be doing. And he says that we are to seek his righteousness. If you read Matthew chapter 6 and you read the context of this, which we're not going to do today, you can go back and do that. He's talking about how God feeds the animals, how the flowers of the field flourish, and they don't toil and labor. Well, seeking the things of God is not a toil and labor to us either. It is something he provides through his word. We can learn and grow through the word of God and understanding the scriptures and going to the scriptures in the areas that we personally need. God is a very personal God. This isn't about a relationship of going to church or being kind every once in a while. Our goal, my goal in life, is to have a deep personal relationship with God and be the kind of person that he has called me to be so I can give and help others. And I know that's how you all feel. I know your hearts. I know you personally. And I know that that's what we are seeking to do. And that takes certain mindsets in our mind. Seek and pursue. Pursue is not a one-time act. It is something we continue to go after, something we continue to grow in spiritually. So we pursue, we seek the scriptures. We seek an understanding as God works through us through the spirit that he has put in us. And then we walk out upon those things that God shows us to do and his spirit of Christ within us enables us to do. Let's go back to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If then you were raised with Christ, and we were, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind. Have that mindset, that determination, that you are going to seek the things of God, and you are going to pray and understand those things. It is not a one-time action. It is a lifetime action to set your mind on the things above, not on the things on the earth. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. There are many things in this world that can distract us from the things of God, but we shouldn't let them. We need to cultivate. It is up to me, it is up to you as an individual to cultivate that relationship with God. And we do that by acknowledging his authority in our life and changing our way of thinking, which sometimes can be very worldly, like how much money can I make? How much power can I have? How many things can I own? How many places can I travel to? Not that that's wrong to do those things, but those things are not before our relationship with God. God says that he sent Christ so that we could live abundantly, right? John 10:10, the thief cometh not before to steal, kill, and destroy, but I am come, Christ has come, so that we can have life and have it more abundantly. God wants to bless us with things like that. But what do we do when we have those things? Do we forget who He is and just go our merry way? Or do we stay thankful and look for opportunities to love people and bless people with the kind of life that God has given us? God does not tell us what to do, but He does tell us how to do it. And in Colossians chapter 3, verse 8, God shows us, "But now you yourselves are to put off all these things." So God is showing us how to have a mindset here in our life when it comes to these things. "But now you yourselves are to put off all these things: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie one to another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds." That old man, the thing, the person we were, the personalities we had, the thoughts we had, the goals we had before we understood that we are born again Christians and that Christ lives within us and that God is the person that we need to please. Put off all of that stuff that we used to do. Now, not everybody does every single one of these things in here. You know that. I know that. But if the shoe fits, wear it. And if it doesn't, keep moving on. Verse 9 says, "Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds." Verse 10, "And have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him." First step, we are to put off. God doesn't just tell us what to do. He's showing us how to do it from his scriptures. So you put off, you put that thinking away. You put off the old man nature and the thinking that goes along with it. And you put above, oh, excuse me, piece of paper there. Got it. Hold on, guys. Hold on a minute. On the second step, there we go. Got the right paper now. And the second step, we are to put on the new man and the thoughts that go along with it. This is certainly a part of the renewed mind process that we learn from Romans 12:2. I'm sorry. You put off the old man and you put on the new man. Now, that sounds kind of, what? How do I do that? We know this, right? Think about it. You put off the thoughts that feed your head, the influences of this world. You've set those aside because they're not always the greatest. Now, the ones that are great, the ones that line up with God's word, yeah, we hold on to those things. Otherwise, we put on the new man and the thoughts that go along with it. This is a part of that renewed mind. Chapter 12 of Romans, verse 2, I'll read that for you. "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed." Who does the transforming? God does the transforming. "By the renewing of my mind, by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." It's not that God expects us to be perfect. He expects us to go to Him for help. He expects us to make changes that don't bless our lives, that don't bless other people's lives. As we change our mind and allow them to be filled with the thoughts of the light of God's truth, that's what transforms us. He transforms us, and He works through the Spirit that lives within us. You know, sometimes are you just doing something, and all of a sudden you just know that you know that you know in your heart, wait a minute, this isn't the right thing to do. Okay? That's God working through your spirit. Or it can go the other way. You just know you need to do this for somebody. It's just burning on your heart. You keep thinking about it. Do it. Reach out. Do that thing that God is urging your heart to do. That's how God works with us, through the scriptures and through the Spirit. And when we change our minds and allow them to be filled with a lot of God's truth, just like I said, He transforms us. And that is a great mindset to have. Set your mind, your thoughts, your actions, your feelings, your emotions on God's way of doing things. And our lives are much richer and a lot more peaceful, I tell you. Go back to Colossians again. We're spending some time there, but that is a great section to help us see what a set mind pattern can be. And remember, a set mind starts with a thought. And then you have another thought. And then our mind starts running sometimes. But remember, those thoughts, when lined up with God's word, are the best decision you can make in your life. And we will see the fruit of that. God promises that. Colossians 3, chapter 12. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies. Now, God just didn't tell us what to do. He's showing us what to do also, very plainly. And look at this. All of this is easy. It's easy when we stop and we think about who we are in Christ and who lives within us. If you read the Gospels and you see how tender and loving Christ was with the apostles, with the disciples, even when he had to explain things over and over to them, he loved them. He showed them the heart of God. That's who he came to represent to this earth, is God's heart. And so we have that same ability because he lives within us. And God tells us in Colossians chapter 3, verse 12, I'm going to start there again. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, that's what God's calling us, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against you, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. Now, that verse of Scripture can be very challenging sometimes because, you know, you stop and think, well, I don't know. That person really hurt me, and I'm supposed to forgive him? Well, that's just making me a doormat. No, it's not. Forgiving him is making you Christ-like. And when we walk in that Christ-like nature that we all have within us, then God works in situations. And, you know, sometimes forgiveness is really a challenge. I get that. But let me tell you something. I have learned to set my mind in this category. And I set my mind on forgiveness because I remember what God has forgiven me for through the years. None of us are perfect, but all of us can be forgiven. And all of us can change. And so I set my mind about forgiveness. And one of the keys for me setting my mind about forgiveness, you guys, is that I remind myself of what God has forgiven me for. And then, you know what? In my heart, it's like, okay, I forgive. Let's move on. Verse 15 says, and let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also you are called in one body, and be thankful. What a couple of things to have a mindset on. Peace. Set your mind on peace so that when circumstances around you, around us, we can't control necessarily, we have that peace of God still working in our hearts. And in spite of the circumstances and situations, we can be peaceful. We can talk to God about it. God will reassure us. It's a great mindset to have, is to walk in God's peace. Let the word of Christ, verse 16, dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. What a great way to build each other up, to speak the word of God to each other, to be loving, to be compassionate and tender. And you know what? Singing together or listening to songs. I love that first song today. Something good is about to happen. What a great song to think about. Christ is going to come back. That is not just a saying. That is a promise from God's word. And that song just really kind of lifts you up and makes you kind of bounce around, doesn't it? And then the second song they did today, what a touching song about Christ. I was just so blessed with that. Verse 17 says, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the Father through him. What a great example of a mindset that we can develop that will produce the fruit of God's Spirit in our life. Set your mind on the things of God. Peace. A peaceful mindset. You know, it just, there's so many different ones in there to look at. But it's something we have to build in our life. It's something we have to pursue and seek after. And it's not hard. Open the Bible. Just start reading in the church epistles right there in the Gospels, and you just see how God worked in these men and women's lives. Philippians chapter 4. Let's go there. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. You know what? Talk to God. Let your requests be made known unto God. That is one of the greatest mindsets we can have, talking to the Father. I talk to God all the time. I pray. I talk. I say, Do I need to be quiet here and just listen, Father? I mean, I just have a wonderful relationship with God, and that's available for all of us. That is totally available for all of us. And many times you will see how God just answers you, bam, right away. Verse 8. Oh, sorry. I didn't finish verse 7, did I? And the peace of God which passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Knowing that our hearts and minds can be guarded through Christ Jesus is really a very soothing thought to me. Finally, brethren, verse 8, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praiseworthy, meditate on these things. We don't need to be anxious because God's working in our life. We may not see it automatically, immediately, but that's what locking your heart in with God is you know He's working and you keep seeking. You keep opening your heart to Him and He will answer. And these are the things that we can think upon. Instead of thinking about the negative stuff that's going on, think about the great things that are going on. Meditate here means to consider or ponder. It is a deep reasoning over a period of time. So what I'm sharing with you, setting a mindset and what that will do in our lives, takes time. It takes effort on our part. But I'm telling you, God honors it. And He gets my heart to places I could never get it by myself. So do that meditation. Take that pondering time, that deep reasoning, and talk to God and listen. Because it's not just a quick soundbite that goes in one ear and out the other. That's not what meditation is. Well, I'll just read this verse. Okay, I read it. Now what do I do? No, no. Read the verse. Look at the verse. If there's something you don't understand about it, check it out. Don't just blow it off, because that's not how mindsets happen. It will take time and diligence on our part, but the fruit will be more than we can even imagine. God never cuts us short, people. This morning we have looked at a few examples of the benefits of a sound mind. And as you can imagine, there are many places in God's Word that talk about setting or firming or fixing our thoughts and minds upon the things of God. Many examples. Let's think of a couple. Okay, I'm going to kind of let you sit there for a second. Think about it. Then I'm going to share a couple of these examples that I thought about we could look at or you could look at. I know I'm going to look at a later date. How about a mindset of wisdom, of going to the scriptures where God talks about wisdom? There's a lot of that in the book of Proverbs. And He talks about wisdom and the positive things of wisdom. And then He shows us the not-so-positive things of foolishness. So how about learning how to set your mind on wisdom from above? How about your identification in who you are in Christ? What does that really mean when God says to us, it is Christ in you, the hope of glory? Christ in me, really? What about working that section of the Word and having a mindset where you are just not talked out of who you are in Christ? When you're just not talked out that God is with you, that God never leaves you or forsake you? What about our righteousness? You know, a lot of people have a really bad sin nature type of thinking. But Jesus Christ was sent to deliver us from sin so that that forgiveness of God is always there for us. How about that? How about knowing who you are, the righteousness of who you are in Christ and what that enables you to do? What a great mindset that would be. How about leading every thought captive to Christ, like in 2 Corinthians 5, 10:5, lead every thought captive to Christ. How about working on that as a mindset? I know that I have many times in my life where I feel like I'm being challenged and I'm losing the battle and basically getting my tail beat up. Then I came to realize, as I looked a little deeper into the subject of mindsets, that I already have certain mindsets that I have built in my mind by going to the scriptures, and that they help me get through those challenging times. And I know that if you do that, God will do the same thing for you, that when you come up against a wall, He will guide you, and He will deliver you, and He will show you a better way. I realized one of the things that I really had built a mindset on that I didn't even realize I had that mindset till I started studying what a mindset is, and that is about focusing on the hope. That is one of the greatest mindsets we can have, you guys. Setting our mind firmly and totally in the hope of Christ's return. That is one promise that we can take to the bank of heaven. That is a promise of God. You know, I say this every day to myself. It could be today. Christ could come back and get us all today, and a new heaven and a new earth will be established, and only righteousness will dwell. Those aren't just words. I totally, completely believe that. And every day that I wake up, my mind goes there. Because to me, Christ's coming back isn't just a term. It's a promise. It's a promise from our faithful God. God is always faithful. We may not see it as fast as we want it or exactly how we want it, but I know in my heart that God wants the best for me. And I know one of the greatest things in our life, in the history of mankind, will come when Christ returns. So every day, that's something that I set my mind on and I confess. And as we have looked at the different sections of scriptures today, which would encourage us, we can be so thankful to God that He has provided resources and answers for us to live successfully as children of God in a fallen world. This world is not our home. This is a temporary place. Someday, Christ is coming back, and it could be today. We don't know when, but it could be today. And when He does, the whole thing is going to change. And we are going to be together eternally with one another, with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and our amazing, wonderful Father. So what better thing to do than to set your mind on that event happening in your life, especially if you're having a bad day? That can change your thoughts quite rapidly. I love you guys, and I'm so thankful to be able to share the word with you. And Barney and I miss you all totally in San Diego, California. But you know what? We are where God wants us to be, and we're so thankful to be able to still share our hearts and lives with you guys. So I'm going to pray here to close. Father, we're so thankful for your love, your commitment to us as your children, as we look to you, and we ask you for guidance and direction. And you know, Father, I know we don't do it perfectly.